This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Catitude. This is your show host, Michelle Fern. This is our annual cat holiday show, or fancy feline stuff. I don't know. Anyway, it's going to be a load of fun because I have a special guest. You guys hear me announce his name after every show, but he's never been on one of my shows. And finally, I convinced him to come on. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're recording this, it's December 2024, so happy holidays, everybody. And, you know, the Cat Holiday Show, you could listen anytime, but it's very pertinent now because, hey, we're right in the middle of the holidays. Well, the start of December. And my special guest today, I'm so excited to have him on. He's the one who works all the magic on my shows. So I'd like to give a huge welcome to Mark Winter, my producer. Welcome, Mark. Yay!
Well, meowy Christmas and happy holidays.
So for all of you listeners, Mark works the magic behind all of the Pet Life Radio shows. He does all, well, we have some that are self-produced, but he does most of it. Before we get into talking about, you know, perfect holiday gifts for your cat, what is it like editing all of our shows?
Tiring and tedious.
But mine's the easiest, right?
Of course.
And who is your favorite show host?
Well, you're my favorite show host, obviously.
Oh, I am so flattered. Out of, what, 75 of us?
83.
Woo! Oh, I'm honored. So Mark has usually been very shy to come on the show, but like I said, I convinced him this time. So we're going to talk about fun things for your cats for the holidays and for the cat pet parent, because, hey, you count too, right? So, Mark, when you think about, you know, holiday gifts for your felines, what do you think of?
Well, there's Santa Claus and Cat Claus. They're not quite the same thing. So you want to get your cats fun things to keep them busy so they're not using your Christmas tree as a scratching post or leaving you presents underneath.
Exactly. Or even worse, eating some of your ornaments or tinsel or any of that stuff, because that will be tragic for your cat and horrifying for you.
Well, I know our cats, they sit on the couch with us every night and they watch TV. And I see them eyeing the commercials for holiday gifts. So I just wonder, do you think they know their cats? Do you think they want a new car? Do they know they can't drive?
You know, I think my cats think they can. They're not really car cats, but as far as all the luxurious stuff that they show, oh yeah, they're looking at the cashmere clothing and whatever, thinking, that's mine.
Maybe they want some new furniture for the living room. I see those commercials too.
Possibly. But we narrowed it down. We narrowed down our cat holiday list to a select 7. There might be an extra one, 8, but 7. And one of the ones that is so much fun is called the Mix Book. And Mark, you have a special affinity for the Mix Book. So can you tell our listeners about it?
Yeah, well, we did a Mix Book for our dog, Nikki. And it wasn't for the holidays. And we did it after he went to doggy heaven. But it has all fun stuff that he used to do and living his best life. And we took him on a road trip and he went to Nashville and to the Grand Ole Opry. And he was like enjoying himself in his stroller in Charleston. And he had a really good time. So we wanted to capture all that in a book. And so Mick's book has like you upload all your pictures of your pet and it puts them on these really nice pages and you can put all different kinds of sayings. It's a really nice gift.
Do you think you need artistic talent to create a good book?
No, I think you just need to be organized. You know, everyone takes like a million pictures on their phone, so you can't have 1,000. So you have to like narrow it down to your best ones and organize it in some kind of an order, maybe by, you know, chronologically or by holiday or whatever.
Well, Mick's book is a great gift all the time, but especially during the holidays, and especially if your kitty's just, you know, if someone has lost their kitty, I think it's a great memory, but also a good happy gift. You could make a theme too, can't you?
Yeah, you can make a theme. I saw that they have like contemporary cat coffee table books. So, I mean, I don't know if my cats don't drink coffee, but, you know, maybe they can look at it on their cat tree.
But they drink, right? So I've seen cat wine in your household before. Of course, it's not really cat wine, but many years ago, I think I brought you some samples from when I did for our Best Bets for Pets show. So I think they indulge a little bit.
They do have cat wine. It's not real wine, like you said, but it's a liquid that has catnip in it. And it's called like Cat Bernay and Pinot Meow. I mean, you could look it up online.
So, hey, but besides books, they also have cards, calendars.
I think they have like a special. So if you order your mix book, then they also give you like a mix book movie, which is all your pictures like together in a little movie. So before you get your mix book, you can see kind of how it looks.
That is fantastic. Now, as I always tell my listeners on our page, we have all of the links and everything. And of course, the link for Mick's book will be there. The list for, I guess, all of our holiday items will be listed on the page on Pet Life Radio, correct?
Yeah, everything will be on the show page, but they can go to mixbook.com. That's pretty easy.
Okay. This is something a little different than anything else that's out there. And it's called Frame Your Feline. And for those of us that have cats that move, so mine don't move a lot. I try to exercise them, but they just don't move.
Mine are big.
Yours are big too. My biggest fear when I got into cats was that they'd be jumping and knocking everything over. And I recently dog sat and he was more of a jumper than they were. So I don't know. But for most of us that have cats that like to jump and explore, Frame Your Feline is really cool. It's frameyourfeline.com. It's like a 3D frame and they have all kinds of, you know, variations of the frame, just all kinds of colors and different themes. And your cat actually becomes the picture. So for all you listeners, imagine a 3D frame, you know, a picture frame, but of course, well, all picture frames are 3D, but this one is more 3D because it's out from the wall, almost on a shelf, and your cat can jump on the shelf behind it, and there's your picture. Isn't that cool, Mark?
That's cool. I think my cats, the frame would have to be down on the floor because they're not jumping on a shelf. They're going to have to like just step into the picture.
Well, you could do that too, especially if it's in a, you know, wall unit or something. You know, have them step in. Think of all the cool Instagram and Facebook pictures you could get.
And it comes with different backgrounds, right?
Yeah, I think there's different backgrounds as well. So check out frameyourfeline.com.
Okay, now another fun thing to have, and they all need it because whether you have cats or dogs, they all sleep. So Squishmallows, and it's a really funny name.
I like saying that word, Squishmallows. It's like a marshmallow.
Yeah, it's like a really soft bed, and the one that we have is shaped like an octopus, so it has like two eyes and like a cartoon character, and it has like these tentacles coming out, and I guess the seafood theme really appeals to the cats because ours were like really competing to get into the bed first. And as soon as one got out, the other one like ran over to try to get in there.
I've not seen your cats this excited in years. They were just so floored by it. I remember when you put it out, and who was it? Molly's the diva. She pushes everybody out of the way. So she got in there first, I think. And then as soon as she was out, Dennis was eyeing it. And then, boom, he was in. So it was very funny. And who makes that?
That's made by Jazzware.
Okay.
Jazzware.
Okay, and you could also find it on Chewy.com and Amazon. All right, this next gift is a gift for your cat, but it's a gift for you as well. Comfort Zone. So what Comfort Zone is, it's a calming diffuser, and it works for multi-cat households. And there's also a calming collar and also a calming, like a hand brush. It's like a hand mitt that brushes their hair, so it soothes them. And, okay, you know, I'm thinking of Charlotte, my nutty Charlotte, when I think of this calming collar, because there's a few on the market. This is one of the few that really chills her out.
Yeah, especially, I guess, you know, after you bring out the vacuum cleaner and they hit the wall, they might need something to calm themselves down.
Yes. And the other thing is, it's holidays, right? You have a lot of strangers going in and out of your house. And cats are territorial. So imagine it from their point of view. They're probably sitting there going, what the hell? I want to just chill and nap. And there's kids running in and noise and lights going on and songs. And there's a lot of stimulation. And this can be overwhelming for a lot of cats, even if your cat is usually chill. So using the calming diffuser, I can't detect the smell. I don't think humans can detect the scent at all.
It's a pheromone.
Yeah, it's a pheromone. Thank you. But your cats definitely chill out. Where can people find calming collar and diffuser?
Comfortzone.com. So, you know, if they see, you know, a bearded man with a red suit, you know, sneaking down the chimney and they're kind of, you know, freaked out by that, you know, if they have their calming collar on, then, you know, they might just say, okay.
They'll be chill. What if they see reindeer? You think Rudolph that nose would...
I think they would like that. Be like a laser pointer. They might go after it.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me of, they have it on the internet every year, Santa around the world. And putting that on your smart TV and having your cats just watch the dot go across.
Yeah, they might like that. Then, you know, you might have to buy them a new TV after that.
Well, there's that. You know, there's that. All right, we have a special guest today where we're going to get some tips on how to be safe with your pet at home during the holidays. So stay tuned and we'll be back right after this break.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love under the tree from heaven above. Gifts for my pets, joy in the air, unwrapping dreams without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to overthemoonjewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We have a special guest today, Dr. Aziza, and we're going to get some great tips on how to be safe with your pet at home during the holidays. Welcome, Dr. Aziza.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. Can you give our listeners a little intro about yourself?
Oh, wow. So I am a practicing veterinarian and hospital owner in Houston, Texas. I specialize in integrative medicine, and I am also the expert veterinarian for Fresh Pet Foods, the original fresh food brand for pets. And I am excited to talk about pet health, pet safety, especially for the holidays here with you.
Yes, and with the holidays approaching, there's always things to be aware about. So what are some tips to keep in mind for how we can keep our homes safe? For example, what can our families do to prepare their pets for holiday guests, for, you know, the decor and for the table?
Wow. So there's a lot of things that families should be doing when prepping their homes for the holidays, especially when they are a pet parent. We can start with decorations. So when it comes to decor, a lot of our favorite plants, whether it's the poinsettias, the holly, the mistletoe, they are toxic to our pets. So we have to make sure that we keep them out of our pets' reach. If we see that they are chewing on the leaves of these different plants, immediately discourage the behavior. You may even need to take them to the veterinarian, because when they consume too much of some of these plants, it can cause GI upset. Another thing to consider is something as simple as lighting. A lot of the Christmas lights are long cords. There's a lot of extension cords everywhere. And sometimes pets like to chew on things, and we don't want them to get electrocuted. We don't want them to get thermal burns. And that can happen for dogs and cats alike. So making sure that we have even our electrical cords set up in a very organized way, where if you don't want a baby to get to it, your pet shouldn't be able to get to it. And another thing is to be mindful of what are the boundaries and the borders of our home. So making sure that the fences are secure. There are no gaps or holes in our fences, that people are actually closing the front door or back door all the way, because pets can slip out, especially if they get scared. They can make a run for it and accidentally get separated from their family. And we don't want to have to spend the holiday season finding our missing beloved pet. So these are all things that family members can do to really set their pets up for success by making sure that it's a nice, secure environment.
Thank you so much for that. I'm glad you brought up those tips. Myself, you know, seeing all those pictures of cats on Christmas trees and they're falling down, they might look cute, but I just always worry about the potential hazards. So thanks for bringing that up. What about table scraps and sweets? Because we're not supposed to do it, but it happens even more so during the holidays as far as slipping your pet a little treat.
Well, absolutely. People are always slipping table scraps to their pets. I mean, I understand it. One of the ways that pet parents are able to show their love is through food. And sometimes it's done, even though it's from the right place, it's the wrong thing, coming from a veterinarian perspective.
Right.
So what I like to do instead is make very clear expectations of the guests and of the family members that these things that are on the table are not okay. There are certain things like maybe a little bit of turkey, maybe some fresh fruit like strawberries or blueberries, maybe some, even some of the fresh green beans before you add it to the green bean casserole can actually be given to your pets as a treat. But all in all, it'll be even better if you have a dedicated treats and foods that your guests and family members are able to then kind of pick up and then give to your pet instead of there being any type of guessing. So one of the things that I really like is being able to have a go-to treat. One of my favorites is Fresh Pets Dog Choy turkey bacon treats. It is all natural. Even my son, who's 4 years old, kind of slipped himself a couple of slices when he was supposed to be giving it to our pet. So I didn't freak out too much. I mean, I had to admit, it even smelled pretty good. But having something like that, where your guests are able to give them a treat that is designed for your pets, and even having a meal that kind of mirrors or reflects what's on the dinner table so that you don't feel as though your pet is missing out, and they definitely don't feel as though they're missing out. So one of my go-to holiday meals for pets is going to be Fresh Pets turkey recipe that has cranberries and spinach and blueberries. I mean, that's already kind of similar to the typical average American holiday meal. And that way everyone is getting the food with the nutritional benefits that is good and ideal for them.
Okay, great, great tips. What about if a friend or family member wants to get a pet for a friend during the holiday season? What do you advise?
So I do not encourage people gifting animals during the holiday season, because sometimes people do not understand this full scope of what does it mean to now be in charge of another life, especially if they don't have children. You don't really know what your work schedule is going to be, what the needs of that pet is, especially as that pet grows into adulthood. Because the reason why I say it is because most people are going to be gifting puppies. And not everyone realizes that puppies pee, they poop, they like to chew on things, they like to tear up stuff. Sometimes they will chew up your favorite shoe or your favorite purse, but it all comes with the territory of being a pet parent. And so instead, what I don't want to see happen is a wave of people gifting pets during the holiday season, and then so many months later, they are relinquished or abandoned at the local shelter or rescue because they did not understand what they were getting themselves into. So instead, what I would encourage is for these folks that are considering gifting animals and gifting pets to instead give the gift of the holiday season and of their home by offering to foster pets that are in need from their local shelter or rescue. Really get a trial run of what does it mean to be a pet parent. And if you are all in, if you are enjoying it, if you know that this is something that you are fully committed to do, then great. Maybe that foster will become a foster success and that pet will become a permanent addition to your family.
Okay, thanks. And you mentioned puppies, but kittens too. They grow up to be cats. The puppies grow up to be dogs. So there's a lot involved, a lot more involved in being a pet parent than most people perceive.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Okay, so what are some ways we can keep our pets safe in general, like just being prepared for emergencies and so forth?
Absolutely. So one of the ways to be prepared for emergencies is to literally be prepared. So having the contact information for your closest emergency center or urgent care center, knowing what the holiday hours are for your primary care veterinarian, making sure that your pet is microchipped, okay? And also making sure that your contact information that's associated with that microchip is current. If you have moved, if you have changed numbers, then you need to make sure that that's updated, because if for whatever reason your pet gets separated from you, then the information that's stored and connected to that microchip is how we reunite pets that have been disconnected from their families.
Thank you. And I know that you also mentioned take a pause during the holidays to just relax a bit. So, because your pet picks up on your, you know, anxiety. So it's important to just pause, whether it's P-A-W-S or P-A-U-S-E.
I know. You like that, right? The pun was intended.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, people forget when you're anxious. Pets pick up on that, right?
One of the reasons why they, or at least dogs, have gotten the nickname of man's best friend, which, you know, it could be man or women's best friend. But anyway, and even how cats are able to enrich our lives is because they are good companions. They're able to pick up on our emotions. They're able to pick up on our habits. We have so many countless stories of how pets have been able to be early indicators of disease that their owners have, whether it's cancer or something else like that. They really are in tune with us, and we should be in tune with them as well. So it is important to take a pause during the holidays. It is important to make sure that they are incorporated because they are valued members of the family, whether it is making sure they have their own gifts wrapped under the Christmas tree or that you are still having good quality alone time with them, maybe walks around the neighborhood, or making sure that they are also getting their fill of treats and getting a little spoiled too during the holidays. We can't leave them out.
Wonderful.
So one of the last things that I'll add is that when it comes to just setting up our pets for success, not only for the holiday season, but for the rest of their life, because I do focus on integrative medicine, I do know that food can be therapy, and food is a good part of how our pets recover from sickness and illness and how they're able to maintain a healthy, long life. So I prefer fresh food over processed food, just like I prefer for myself, and that extends to my own pet as well. And that's one of the reasons why I often recommend Fresh Pet, because it is made with fresh meat, real veggies, real fruits. And it's something that I can see most pets benefit from.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on Catitude and share all of these wonderful holiday tips. Thank you so much, Dr. Aziza.
You're welcome, and have fun with all the cats and kittens during the holiday season. And I hope that you'll even post a picture of a cute outfit. Happy holidays.
Thanks again. Happy holidays. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My guest today is... That's my version of a drum roll. My producer, Mark Winter. And we are having the best discussion all about cat for the holidays. Toys and gifts and so forth. And Mark, thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on Catitude.
This is fun. And you know I love my cats.
I know you love your cats. You love your cats so much you want to take them with you on vacation every time.
I would. I don't think that they would enjoy the travel, though.
No, they wouldn't. Well, here's another gift, but this is the gift of giving for you. And what this is I recently viewed a documentary called American Cats. You can find out about it at pawproject.org or just search the title. And the full title is American Cats, The Good, The Bad, and The Cuddly. And as always, when I, you know, talk about things on this show, I always like to kind of tie it into a way to give back or do something really cool for spreading the knowledge of cats and what they're all about. And so American Cats is a documentary, really, really well done. Have you seen it, Mark?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You have to see it. They were on Catitude, the producer and Jennifer Conrad. So the reason I'm bringing this movie up during our cat holiday show is because we want to put out some good vibes out there. There's a lot of give and receive, but sharing knowledge is a great way to give a gift. And the American Cats movie talks about declawing. A lot of people have a misconception and they think declawing is just cutting a nail, and it's not at all. What is it, Mark? Because you've edited how many cat shows.
I've edited like 10,000 shows. So it's like if you looked at your hand and you cut off your fingers at like where the first knuckle is.
Oh!
That's what they do. So it's not really declawing. It's like defingering. You really don't want to do that to your cats, not if you love them.
No, you don't. And people tend to do this as a behavioral correction, and it's actually works the opposite because, you know, people that do it are not always educated. A lot of vet offices will not educate people either. They'll just say, well, okay, fine. You can learn about more why in the documentary. It really is good, and it's funny in a twisted way. There's some humorous points. So what it does is, you know, most people declaw the cats because they don't want the cats scratching. And that usually means there's not enough scratching posts in your house, or maybe it's not in the right place. So they do that. But then guess what? Cats do. They have to have some way to defend themselves. They bite. Declawed cats are much more likely to bite. The other thing is, it feels to them, and this was, I'll give you a little sentence of what was mentioned in the movie. It's kind of like, in a sense, walking with little pebbles in your shoe, except worse. That's the best way I can akin it. So educate yourselves. Go to thepawproject.org. There's great information. And if you have the chance, I hope you can see the movie American Cats. Mark, you got to see the movie.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because people think that cats are like so independent and they can't be trained, but they're really easy to train. And so if your cat is clawing up your couch and you don't want them to do that, you can train them not to do that. And they're pretty good.
Exactly. Train them not to do it. I tend to always have one cat that's, I'm not a good trainer. That's the problem. So for me, I don't spend $10,000 on my, or even $5,000 on my couch. That's how I roll. But there are people that live in very nice areas that have gorgeous homes, that have cats, and nothing is clawed. So you're so right, Mark. You could totally train cats. Okay, so please check out, take your friend to see it. It is a wonderful documentary. Share the knowledge about banning declawing. We need to try to get better with that in the U.S. It is American Cats, The Good, The Bad, and The Cuddly. All right, Mark, this is one of my favorites. DIY toys. We have to have a section on DIY toys,
fun.
Of course. What are some of your favorites?
Okay, well, for people that are like, this is not me because, you know, I'm not like this, but people that are really lazy, you can go onto Amazon and you can order like a $150, you know, animated toy that flies around on the floor. Or you could just crumple up a piece of paper and throw it and it does the exact same thing and it costs you nothing.
That is so true. One thing about cats, which, you know, they might be picky eaters, they might want picky on the treats, but then when it comes to things like toys, they're low bar. Give me a paper, a plastic bag, or a box.
A box. Yeah, they love boxes.
One of the coolest DIY toys that I saw, and I'll try to give everybody listening a really good description. So, empty toilet paper roll. Empty, right? Then you shove in between that, I think it was like a large chunk of tin foil, or you can use paper and it just rolls. So you just have to, you know, roll up the paper, put it on the side, maybe crinkle it a little bit on each end, but it just rolls. And that takes 2 seconds to make and it's sustainable because you're reusing paper and it's recyclable.
Otherwise, they'll be in your bathroom having a field day on unrolling the toilet paper that's on the holder.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever gone to visit somebody with cats and you're in the bathroom and you're like, okay, where the heck is the toilet paper? Because it's hidden someplace high so the cats can't get to it.
No, usually you go in, it's like a snowstorm on the ground.
No, but when you visit a friend that...
Oh, yeah, that has cats. Yeah,
like, where's the toilet paper? It's hiding. Where is it? You know? Yeah, I've seen the snowstorms before. They love spinning things. That's why that toilet paper DIY is cool because it's a roll.
Well, the best thing for the holidays is you buy yourself a present and you give your cat the box and then you're both happy.
The box. As long as they can get a little bit of themselves into the box, they are happy. They make themselves fit.
They're like liquid.
Like liquid, yes. So, Mark, any other DIY toys you could suggest? And, of course, people can, you know, go on the internet, Chrome, Google, Safari, and look it up. But are there any over the years have just been a big favorite among your cats?
You could order catnip, and you could put it in anything. And if your cats like catnip, whatever you put it in a cup or roll it up in a paper or whatever, it'll become a toy.
I'm glad you brought up catnip. And then also, if the catnip is not working and it works on, I think about what, 80% of cats are attracted to it. Some are not, but it could also be the fact that your catnip is old. I need a fresh batch, so I will be buying catnip for them soon so they can go ahead and party down. Okay, last but not least, Mark, I know you love a good book, especially a good coffee table book for your cat.
Yeah.
So, The Cats of the World book. Have you heard about that book?
I know that Hannah Shaw wrote it, but I don't, that's all I know.
And her husband.
Okay.
So it's by Hannah Shaw and Andrew Martilla, and they went all over the world. Like some of the countries I recall, Thailand and parts of Asia. I think they were even Africa. They were in Europe, just all over, and photographed cats. And there's also, it's not just a book about cats. There's descriptions of how the cats live, what they're all about in each country, for each country.
They look different?
Yeah, all different. What do you mean all different?
I mean, the cats. I mean, when I was in Paris, I took a picture of a cat and it looks like the same kind of cat that lives here.
You took a picture, though, of a tabby. So,
yeah.
You know, they have tabbies and other, in India, they have tabbies, but they also have other cats. So it's just kind of cool. I think it's a great way for people that love cats and are in their own cat world to just all get together because it's so unifying for cat lovers. And it just makes you see, you know, the world, we have a lot of differences, but we love cats. And that's true all over the place, global.
Yep.
So really cool. So, Mark, I don't know what you're doing for the holidays for your cats, but I am making my cats the perfect feast. Now, I got it easy because they eat just about anything, so they're not picky like some cats. But there's different things that I've read about, and this, again, DIY, but you could make them little ice cubes with flavors. I live in South Florida, so it's plenty warm, so it doesn't matter that, you know, it's cold weather now. But for those of you in other places, why don't you get a smorgasbord of treats? You have your, you know, the squeeze-ups, then you can have little crunchy treats, and then you can have maybe a mix of the two. They saw that little broth. You could almost make a charcuterie board for your cats. That would be really cool.
You know, you could also do, if you celebrate Christmas, you can make like an advent calendar and put little treats for your cats in each one. Or if you celebrate Hanukkah, there's 8 nights. So every night you can give your cats a different treat.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, this has been so much fun having you on Catitude. You have to come back.
Okay, next holiday.
before that. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season with you, your family, and of course, your cat family.
Well, thank you. Have a perfect holiday season.
I'm looking forward to Meowmas and Hanukkah too, and having that time to just chill. You know what my favorite part of the holidays is, though? Giving gifts and looking at all the lights.
Yeah, I would take the cats to go look at them too, but they don't like to ride in the car.
You know? Oh, well, I don't think the cats, they only see certain colors. I think like mostly, oddly enough, if I recall, gray and yellow. So I don't think the cats would like it.
I used to take my dog to go look at the lights, and I don't know if he could tell all the colors, but I think he just enjoyed the car ride.
He was social. Well, again, Mark, thank you so much for coming on Catitude. I'd like to thank my listeners for listening to Catitude. Hope you enjoyed this holiday show. Thanks to Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, they're my cat crew and teach me a lot about cats and help me with narrow down my top 7 list from a lot larger list. So you've gotten a pause up holiday list that we went through. And of course, now I can thank you in person, Mark. Thank you so much, Mark, for the magic that you work in making me and this time you sound good for all of our listeners.
I work extra hard for this one.
Well, you're learning. You'll get there. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
You know where to find me.
Oh, yes. It's only a matter of twisting your arm so I can get you on the show because you're so busy all the time. And remember, lose the attitude. Have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.